You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Lawyers for Climate Action are challenging the government for ignoring the advice of the Climate Commission around the pricing of carbon. Alex Bonham asked Grant Hewison, University of Auckland law lecturer, and one of the lawyers involved with the group, about why they are taking the government to court.
Lawyers for Climate Action New Zealand, or LACANZI, are taking what's called a judicial review. So this is a kind of legal process where you're challenging whether a decision made by, in this case, the government, but a public body, has been made properly. And the way our legal system works is that if you're a government body, you get the rights to exercise power, make decisions from Parliament, and then Parliament sets out the framework for how you make those decisions. And then if someone believes that you haven't made your decision in accordance with those powers, then they can take what's called a judicial review proceeding. So this is a cabinet decision late last year where they rejected the advice of the Climate Change Commission that was to allow the price of carbon to rise. So the Climate Change Commission, within the legislation that governs these things, the Zero Carbon Act, has a role in basically providing advice to the government, in this case around the price of carbon. And their advice was to meet our international obligations in terms of an emissions reduction plan for New Zealand, was that we should allow the price of carbon to rise. And the reason for that is it creates behaviour change. So if the cost of carbon increases, then we'll be looking both from a business point of view and from a societal point of view to things other than carbon-based fossil fuels to, for example, create energy. So an example might be that you currently have a gas-fired water heater at your house, and if the price of carbon rises, then at some point the cost of running your gas heater will rise as well, and you then might look instead, the next time you make a choice for investment in a heating system, is go, oh, I'll go electric because the price of that hasn't risen. So the whole idea of carbon pricing is that it influences the behaviour of the whole of, you know, everyone living in New Zealand, but particularly in this case, business as well.
I'm interested in the emissions trading scheme because it goes two ways, doesn't it? On the one hand, your gas is more expensive, so you get rid of your gas heater, but it's also an opportunity for the government to collect revenue so they could perhaps discount the electric heat pump or solar panels or invest in R&D or public transport or in managed retreat or other things that can help us with the just transition. So not getting this money has also meant there is less money in government to support shifting as well.
Yeah.
Is that right? So you're suing James Shaw as Minister for Climate Change, but he recommended following the advice and was overruled. Why can't you sue the Prime Minister or the Cabinet?
Yeah. So the way the legislation works, you know, coming back to this is a judicial review process, so you have to go back to who holds the power in terms of these decisions, and it's the Climate Change Minister. So our only avenue is to essentially take him to the High Court in terms of a judicial review of this decision, because he ultimately is the minister responsible for that decision. So there's a bit of a circular process. James Shaw, together with the Climate Commission, recommended that the price of carbon rise. Our understanding is that the Cabinet considered that and basically said, look, we don't want to add to the kind of price rises that are going on at the moment, the cost of living costs that are going up. So we're going to make a decision not to follow the advice of the Climate Change Commission or the Minister. And we're going to make the decision not to allow the price of carbon to rise. But that decision basically remains the responsibility of the minister. So we've got to take him as a minister responsible to the High Court and judicially review that decision, despite even him recommending initially that the price of carbon should rise.
What do you want to achieve with this case?
Look, we're in a climate crisis. And if you've been living in Auckland for the last few months, you'll know what that crisis means. We're just getting torrential rainfall now on a much more regular basis than we've ever had before. Even today, Alex, you know, we were out there in the weather today and it was looking pretty grim here in Auckland as well. And everyone feels nervous. You know, it's interesting that we've now got Auckland is kind of going, oh, it's raining. Does that mean we're now going to experience flooding? So we're starting to feel the psychological effects of climate change here and now in Auckland. The reason that we as a body of lawyers do this work is we have a privilege as lawyers. We've been trained, and there's some exceptional lawyers who are part of Lawyers for Climate Action New Zealand. And we don't want to leave this to the next generation. It's our generation that has to be challenging these decisions. So where we see decisions made by government that don't follow the law, then we feel it is necessary to stand up and use that privilege and take the opportunity to challenge those decisions in this judicial review process before the High Court. And that's what we've done in this case. We've done it in other cases, and there are ongoing cases where we're taking those challenges as well. And it's because ultimately we are in a climate crisis, and unless we make some hard decisions and start moving in the right direction, we're not going to leave our children and our grandchildren with a planet that they can live on.
In the best case scenario, the government would do a U-turn and follow the Climate Change Commission advice. Is that something that they can actually do?
I need to get down into the mechanics of how this works. It may be possible. Basically, once you've made a decision under a piece of legislation, sometimes it's fixed and you can't go back. And I'm not sure if that's the case with this or not. Sometimes you can go back and revisit your decision. But it may be the case that the government can't, in which case the High Court is really the only body that can look at this decision, make a decision about whether it followed the law properly in terms of making this decision. And Cabinet made a decision, which ultimately became a decision of the Minister for Climate Change, to base that decision on a cost of living concern. And that's not the proper basis for making that decision. You can't, in our view, use the cost of living as a reason for essentially making a decision under the Zero Carbon Act.
Do you think you'll win this?
The reason for taking these challenges is always that we think that we have a case that is a good case to take, and is a case that is based on well thought through reasons, has a good legal framework around it, and there are real issues.
That was Grant Hewison from Lawyers for Climate Action talking about why the government must meet its emissions reduction obligations.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.